Welcome to Second Take, Episode 3.
Let's go. All right. Today, we're going to talk about top 5. We do it every week from now on. And then we will be going into college football. Then we'll have some random topics that me and Ben don't know what we're going to be talking about. And then we'll go into some NFL preview and stuff. All right.
Pretty sick, pretty sick.
Let's get started.
All right. So we're going to do today, we're going to do top 5 favorite kids TV shows. So like, what did you grow up watching? What is your all-time list? There's no draft today. Just straight 5. I think we do. Do you want to just do 1, 1, 2, 2, yeah. 3, 3, but no draft?
No draft. We'll go back and forth, though, and then we'll go through what ours is at the end. All right, go ahead.
My number one. Well, it's hard because I could go with almost anything, but I got to say Kicking It. I love that show.
Do you? It's fire. What is that?
It's a karate show on
Disney. Oh, on Disney XD. That is a fire one. I went more like...
Childhood. I think that's what I heard you talking about, the dinosaur train. I was like,
that's not one of mine, but that one's a good one. Wonder Pets at 1.
Okay.
I love that show. And then...
My 2? Lab Rats. Lab Rats at 2. That's a solid show. That was sick.
Yeah. Lab Rats is a great show. I remember just watching that. I watched so many shows when I was little.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, like, for you, but, like, for me, it was, like, an older sibling thing. Like,
yeah.
My sister had
that
on
TV. Well, like, my sister would be watching, like, H2O something with the mermaids and stuff. And I just remember that. And, like, just all these random shows. iCarly, those are all good.
That's a great show. That's a great show.
Yeah. I think Phineas and Ferb at 2.
That's a very good show. Yep.
I could have put that one at 1 easily. Yeah.
I completely forgot about Nickelodeon. That's bad on me. Because you know, Where's My Water, that game, the little app?
Fire game.
That's a fire game. That was a spinoff on something Nickelodeon.
Really?
Yeah. So, we're number 3 now.
Yep.
Number 3, Casey Undercover. You know, that's kind of a sleeper, but that's a good show.
All right. So, as I was going through this, I realized there's one that I completely forgot about to put in here. I don't know how. SpongeBob.
Oh my.
SpongeBob at 3. That could easily be 1. I might have to change it.
That is awful that I did not have that in my top 5.
Yeah, I'm going to have to kick someone out. I think I'm going to be kicking. I'm going to kick the Backyardigans out for SpongeBob. Anyways.
Number 3?
You're number 4.
No, it's my number 3.
You just did your number 3.
Oh, I did. Okay. Number 4. Curious George. It doesn't get much better.
The Man in the Yellow Hat.
The movie was great.
It's a good...
And it's a good series,
it's a good
too.
Show.
See, I would wake up in my morning routine, get up at 7, turn that on, eat some like breakfast, eat some toast, watch 2 episodes because they'd be 15 minutes long, and then at 7:30, you know, get ready to go to school and go to school.
Yeah, I miss being able to get up in the mornings and not just have to get ready to go to school and just be able to sit and watch an episode of whatever it is, Curious George, Wild Kratts.
Dude, that was my 5, bro.
My bad. Good show, great show.
That's a great show.
All right, so I guess Wild Kratts is your 5. I would watch it sometimes at home, but it was mostly at school, I feel like.
They let you watch that at CCA?
Yeah, no, they have that plan at CCA every once in a while in like science class or something, whatever it was.
So yeah, my...
Same with like Magic School Bus. I never watched Magic School Bus except for at school. But... So, yeah, Wild Kratts at 5 is pretty good.
What's your 4?
My 4, Original Blue's Clues.
Good show.
New Blue's Clues all went downhill after.
Is that the, we just got a letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
It was really good, like the first, and then the main guy left, and it got bad, and then that guy left, and it got even worse. Yeah, you know.
Wait. What is that show? No. I have it on my mind.
What show?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Bro, did you say that? That was my number five!
Dude, it's so good!
That's my number five. Yo Gabba Gabba. Fire. How did you know, bro?
It's so good.
I saw it. I was looking up kids shows. I just knew I had to put Yo Gabba Gabba. I had this like little hat of like the main guy or whatever.
The orange, the beanie. Yes.
Fire show. Dude, we should run some. We should do a Yo Gabba Gabba watch party. What was it? There's a party in my tummy. So yummy, so yummy.
It was the little beatbox. He put the little beatbox in there. Yeah.
For real.
Honorable mention, Jesse.
Yeah. I think honorable mention for me, I have a couple honorable mentions.
We could go all day.
I kicked out. Yeah, let's just go through a couple that we that didn't make the top five but are really good. Backyardigans, that's a good one.
Good Luck Charlie.
iCarly. What else? Dude, I watched so many shows when I was.
It was, yeah.
Let's look up some Disney XD ones.
Austin and Ally, that was definitely, that's a controversial one. Like, it was all right. Like, that's why it's honorable mention. But, like, it was a good show. Like, if it was on, I'd be watching it. But this is like, a very niche one. The Teen Beach Movie. The Surfers versus the Bikers. If you watch, you know what I'm talking about.
Sorry. I think I've watched that movie. I don't really remember exactly everything. But... good show.
Oh, changing my list. Big Time Rush has to get up there. Big Time Rush has to be up there. I can't believe I've disrespected it that long.
What was the show with the it was like a family Good Luck Charlie.
Did good I show. I said that? That. I think I said that as my okay. own The Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
There's a lot of good anime.
Back at the Barnyard.
Barnyard?
Yes.
They made a show?
Yes.
I just watched the movie. That's crazy.
The Loud House, that was kind of towards the end of my watching Nickelodeon every day.
I don't think I ever watched that show. I think I'd probably see clips of it every once in a while.
The Backyardigans.
Did they used to play like stuff like this in like McDonald's? I feel like they did.
Probably.
Yeah. But, dude... it's throwing me back.
Great time to be alive.
Yeah. All right.
Moving into the college football world. We had an eventful Friday night. Didn't really think we'd see Friday night lights in a college sense. But we had both teams from Kansas playing. Both FBS teams, you'd say. We had K-State and Arizona, KU versus UNLV. Two completely different games. K-State Arizona came into the game. Arizona ranked 20, K-State ranked 14. Supposed to be almost game of the week. Didn't really seem like that. K-State really surprised, I think, a lot of people, considering how they played against Tulane last week, just kind of like kept them in the game. But Arizona scored first drive of the game and then never scored again. Pretty dominating performance from K-State. Avery Johnson, I feel like, is getting comfortable. He's getting where he needs to be. They have a few big games coming up soon. And
I mean, he threw two touchdowns. I think that's more. I think that's probably. I think he's thrown more. But he threw two touchdowns. He had
100 yards rushing, 100, I think.
Yeah, he had 110 yards rushing for 17 carries. I mean, he ran the ball a ton.
And that's what they need out of him. I mean, he is a
he's a
dual threat quarterback.
He is. And, I mean, he had more yards than Giddens and Edwards.
Edwards did have that nice punt return, though.
And I mean, Giddens had a touchdown as well. Is that his first touchdown on the season?
Giddens,
or he had a couple.
I think he's had a few.
I just think there's.
Oh, you mean Dylan Edwards?
No, I know Dylan Edwards has had a few because I think the first game Giddens didn't have any because Dylan Edwards took both. Well, not took. He had both of them.
He has no touchdowns, is what it's saying on ESPN, but I'm pretty sure he had a
rushing touchdown against Arizona.
That was his first one.
Yeah. I mean, he finally got in there.
No, he had one against – he had a receiving touchdown against Tulane.
Okay. He finally ran one into the end zone, though.
Yeah.
Dylan Edwards, he had that crazy punt return.
He's finally getting used. I mean, they were talking about it in the past few weeks that they need to use him more, that they need to find a way to get him more in the game, and I think they found that he's a special teams weapon. They utilized him how they needed him. I mean, he is literally – he's a Swiss Army knife.
He averaged more yards than Avery Johnson and DJ Giddens. He only got 41 yards total, but that was in six carries. So he averaged like 6.8 yards per carry.
That running back room is great. I mean, you have a guy as shifty as Dylan Edwards, and then you have a guy that runs hard every single carry in DJ Giddens.
Yeah. I mean,
dude. I'm excited for – I mean, we got – in 2 weeks, they're playing Oklahoma State, which is going to be probably –
one of their harder games.
It will be. That's the deciding game, I think. If they can cruise through that one, I think that's almost a lock on college football playoff. That's a really early call, but
no, it is. I mean, it is, because if they go and win the Big 12, which they're going to have a chance in the Big 12 championship, they get in, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and even if they go in there and lose a Big 12 championship, I think with this 12,
they can still get in.
Yeah, this 12 team format, I think it's — they're almost a lock.
Yeah. Braden Lofton, he caught, I think, the first touchdown of the season.
Yeah.
He had a decent game. I mean, he had 3 catches for 45 yards. Jace Brown had a decent game. I think we need to get some more balls to our receivers just a little bit. But, not terrible. It was a good game.
Yeah, I think we need to point out our defense, though. That was
– yeah.
That's a good showing to – hold a number 20 Arizona team to 7 points. That's really good. I think Keenan Garber had a great game. I mean, you can't really like talk about one person, because the defense played well as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, holding Arizona, who's ranked 20th, to 7 points, it's great. They turned it around after the game against
Tulane,
where they honestly didn't play the best defense. And then their defense absolutely destroyed the Arizona Wildcats.
I'm really glad about Klanderman's little bounce back this week. Definitely was not his best showing at Tulane. Klanderman got it together, figured it out, and successful game yesterday. On the other hand, KU, not so successful game. UNLV, this is a rematch of, what bowl game was it last year?
I don't know. I mean, they've lost
the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. It was 49-36. KU wins it, and they had a rematch. This was in Kansas City because it's the David Booth Memorial.
Was it at Arrowhead, or was it the KC?
I think it's at Sporting. I think it's Children's Mercy.
Yeah.
23-20. I think they were winning, and
it was close.
It was close.
Until the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it was close. The whole game was close. And once again, Jaden Daniels threw 2 interceptions. So that's why they lost, ultimately. He's got to get his – not Jaden Daniels.
Jalen.
Jalen Daniels threw 2 interceptions.
That's 5 through 2 games.
Yeah. And he threw for 50% accuracy. So he's got to step it up if he wants to – I mean, he's going to start for the probably the rest of the season, but if he continues to throw interceptions, he might not, ultimately.
I mean, I don't know what their quarterback room looks like, though. I mean, obviously, if Jason Bean was still there, I don't think he had a year of eligibility left, but if he happened to, that may have been a situation when they could have utilized a guy like Jason Bean.
Yeah.
Just overall disappointing, kind of.
For KU.
Kind of going back to their roots. The past few years of KU football.
They ran really well, though.
I mean, I don't know why.
They had 200 rushing yards.
I mean, I don't know why we're expecting a lot out of a UNLV defense.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's fair. But, I mean, and so did UNLV. They had 181 rushing yards.
KU's got to figure something out. I mean, they've been two, like, lower-scoring games. But they can't seem to finish the game.
KU can win the games that they start out strong and they just come out of the water and just blow them out. They can't. They suck at winning these close games.
They can't.
I mean, you watch K-State KU last year in the Sunflower Bowl. KU should have beat K-State.
They don't know how to finish a game.
They couldn't finish the game. They had too many mistakes at the end of the game. But, yeah.
We'll move on to a little bounce back. Notre Dame-Purdue. We were trashing on Notre Dame last week. Awful performance against Southern Illinois. Yep. And played Purdue this week. I think it was a pretty dominating performance there. I honestly wasn't going in expecting much knowing how Notre Dame played last week. But they came in and took care of business.
Do you think they move up the rankings? Because they beat Purdue 66-7. My gosh, I'm dying.
I think they find themselves probably... they'll move back up.
I think they should have dropped out after that last game. Honestly.
But I don't see them. I don't see them breaking 10.
No, they're out of the playoffs. I'm pretty sure. No, I don't think they have any way in.
I mean, I think 14.
It's 12 people though.
No, I'm talking like FBS. Oh, that's where they go. I think they go 14.
And K-State moves.
I think K-State goes 10. That's just a dominating performance.
Like, I agree.
I don't see how you don't move them up a drastic amount, as much as 4.
Yeah. I mean, Notre Dame killed Purdue. I think they're mad that they lost that game against, who was it? Who did they lose to?
Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois. They're mad, and Purdue's not, were they ranked at the beginning of the season, Purdue?
No.
Well, I mean, they're not a football school.
No.
They're a basketball school.
They were when they beat Ohio State that one year.
Yeah. I mean, good job. They didn't throw very much, actually, at all. Threw for 112 yards. Their quarterback didn't throw a single touchdown pass.
Notre Dame's? It's not Sam Hartman anymore. It's that.
Sam Hartman.
Is that, that's who it was?
I'm pretty sure that was the quarterback who threw Trinity quarterback when my brother was playing.
Oh, yeah, it was Sam Hartman last year.
I guess.
We'll move to the Missouri-Boston College game. Boston College finds themselves ranked at 24 this week. I think they snuck in after the wins against a Florida State team that we haven't really been able to fully prove if they were just a fluke, if they had a few fluke games, or were they really that bad this year. And so I think that's why they find themselves sneaking into the rankings. But I think after this week, if that win would have come in week 4 or 5, I don't see them jumping in the rankings. Just the fact that after today, we further figured out that this FSU team is pretty fraudulent. They were pretty much a one-and-done team. They lost to Memphis. And I guess this spins back to Boston College. I just don't see them getting ranked.
They are ranked right now.
Well, yeah, they won't be anymore. But
I think...
I think that if we would have truly been able to see the true colors of the FSU team, that power, ranking win, that's not there for Boston College to get them ranked.
Yeah, I mean, but... If you look, they only lost by a touchdown.
FSU?
No, Boston College.
But I know they put up a fight.
Yeah, I mean, Missouri. Do you think Missouri falls down in the rankings after? Or do you think they stay around? I think they probably end up staying around.
They stay around. I think. I mean,
they don't move at all.
I don't know. It all depends on what happens around them. Because I think if everyone wins the game that they're supposed to win in the top 5, there's no reason for them to move. I mean, you see K-State moving up, even though they won by 7 points to a unranked Tulane team.
Yeah, that's fair. I think Boston College should stay in at least at 25, and we see what happens the next week.
I mean, I see them going 27.
I think they will fall out of the rankings, eventually. But I think Being able to stay that close with that Missouri Tigers team is impressive.
I think K-State, I wish we played Missouri this year.
Yeah.
Because I truly see that would be a great matchup, but I think K-State would win it this year.
Yeah, I agree. And last year was bad, but yeah.
We lost to the thicker kicker. Yo, I guess we just go into FSU. It's just garbage.
It's terrible.
It's
how are we losing to Memphis?
It's awful football. At home to Memphis.
How?
They're awful.
Like, how do we go from not losing a single game to losing three games in a row?
Talking
to
about
Georgia Tech, Boston College, and Memphis?
Arguing over whether you should be in the college football playoff to 0-3 against...
It's atrocious. Against bums.
Literally three unranked teams. If you don't count Boston College getting in the rankings. Three unranked teams.
Yeah. I mean, none of these teams were ranked when they played them. But, yeah. They're terrible. It's atrocious.
I'm serious, bro. The Tulane team that K-State played last week, that team is running Florida State out of the water. It's not even a question. That game, Tulane is putting 41 on them.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing? It's just, it's embarrassing for FSU to be, like, not lose a single game last year to losing all three so far.
Georgia broke them. Kirby Smart broke them.
Which is a wild comment. I don't, nobody expected this coming into the game, to coming into the season. And if they're losing to these teams, they could be 0-12 or how many ever games there are in the college football. I mean, they should beat Charleston, and they should beat most of these. They should be like half of these teams. They're not beating Clemson. They're not beating North Carolina. They're not beating Miami. They're not beating Notre Dame. And they're probably not beating Florida. But the rest of their games, they should win. But honestly, they probably won't. If we're losing to these three teams, they probably won't.
Yeah, so at the time of this filming, we are midway through some of these games. We are midway through the Kentucky-Georgia game. It is currently 3-3, and the second quarter is about to end. I think Kentucky might score on this play, either make it 6-3 or 10-3. I still predict that Georgia comes out of the half and just...
Yeah.
And they're just gonna blow them out.
It's going to happen. Kentucky kicked a field goal. It's 6-3.
Okay, so 6-3 at half. What are your final score predictions there?
27-9.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or 26-9. I don't think they can get 27, technically. Georgia. Kentucky, it's impressive that they're staying in at halftime. We're going into half, and they're winning the game against Georgia. This is the second week in a row that we've seen Georgia play terrible the first half and then just come blow out the team, which is probably what's going to end up happening. We'll see. But, yeah. Last week, who did they play?
Who was it?
Tennessee Tech. It wasn't that game. It was the first game of the season when they played Clemson. I mean, Clemson's a good team, but...
We knew it was going to happen.
The score at halftime was 6-0.
And they just come out firing.
They just came out and scored.
I mean, I feel like if Kentucky can hold off the almost the blitzkrieg of the third quarter of Georgia, then it's a different game. But I think Georgia just comes out and blows them out of the water here. And then also... Just this is completely random. Toledo versus Mississippi State. We got SEC, an SEC school that's down 28-3 at halftime. Toledo's outgaining Mississippi State 305 yards to 151. Toledo's quarterback is 18-for-22 with 218 yards and two touchdowns, no interceptions. At half.
It's insane.
That's absurd.
I mean, come on now.
Mississippi State, I've never.
They're not good.
They're a middle to low pack SEC team. But I mean, they are definitely not there this season. Being 1-1, looking like they're going to be 1-2 after this game.
Dude, Toledo's not terrible.
Toledo's not bad.
I mean, obviously they're not worthy of a ranking, but they're not a bad team. They're a middle of the pack team, I think. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, Toledo's got a 97% chance to win. They're going to win this game. Mississippi State's not coming back from this. 28-3 going into half. That's hard to come back from. It's possible.
28 is the cooked score, though. If anything's going to come back, 28 is the cooked score. Like, I've seen too much.
Yeah. Let's talk about Arch Manning got in.
Is he still in?
Let me check. I think they just started the... They're through the third quarter.
Right, 42-7. They're about to score again.
They're cooking them. But he got in pretty early, honestly.
Like, Arch Manning, this has got to be wrong. Arch Manning scored a touchdown. So what they have, 3 carries for 53 yards and 1 touchdown.
They hand him the ball? What?
He's leading the team in rushing yards.
They put him at running back?
I don't, dude, you got me.
Wait, what?
Arch Manning, 7 for 10, 175 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a solid stat line. Solid stat line. I'm really excited. I wish I could play with him on College Football 25, but, you know, opt out, I guess. Didn't want that 6,000 in the copy of the game.
It's crazy. He said he wants to focus on football. Dude, how is this affecting your football play? Sorry, that's crazy. It's absurd.
I just wanted a... What do they even call him? Like, are they different names? Because on 2K, it's a Galaxy Opal. What is it in, like, Madden? Like, when it's, like, a 99, like, it's like there's no rating because, like, it's, like, the best card.
I don't know.
Do they not... Do you not play Madden?
Not very often.
Okay.
I don't have enough.
Yeah, like, I need whatever, like, equivalent to a Galaxy Opal Arch Manning or whatever. But besides that point, we'll go to our random topics here.
All right, you want to start us off, Ben?
I'll start us off. Top 5 cereals. Just Levi. Give me your top 5 cereals.
This is your random topic?
Yeah, this is my random topic.
Your random topic is for me to come up with the top 5 cereals. All right, number 1, Lucky Charms. Number 1, Lucky Charms.
Thought it was going to be Berry Colossal Crunch.
That's up there. Number 2, Crave. Number 3, Berry Colossal Crunch. Number 4, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And number 5.
Dude, that cookie cereal, like the Cookie Monster one, where it's like the mini cookies. That one is good. I don't care what you say.
It's just candy.
You're talking like Crave just ain't no candy. It's just chocolate filled.
No, Crave is fire, though.
So is the cookie stuff.
Cheerios.
Reese's Puffs.
Cheerios are better than Reese's Puffs.
Guys.
Reese's Puffs are not.
No. That is getting clipped and getting posted on the Second Take Instagram once we figure out what we're doing with that.
Yeah.
That is absurd. I want anyone that hears that and got to this point in the podcast, I appreciate your loyal viewership, to please go up to Levi and smack him in the face for that. That is absurd.
All right.
Cheerios is better than Reese's Puffs.
This was funny. I was in Mr. Wolf's class the other day, and what's her face? Sit Lolly or something was in there, and she was like, talking about the Mr. Mott podcast, and me and Mr. Wolf were talking about football, and she was like, is this what you guys talk about on your podcast, on you and Ben's podcast? And she was like, yeah, and she said something about just getting through the part, Mr. Mott's top 5, and then she stopped. But, hey, if you get this far.
We appreciate you guys. We
appreciate you.
We're doing a giveaway soon.
Maybe.
I don't know what we're going to give away, but.
We're going to give away something.
Stay tuned.
So Lucky Charms, Crave, Berry Colossal Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cheerios.
Absurd list.
Cheerios are good.
You
anyway.
Went. That is true, but like you just went all sweet cereals and then just went savory. Why don't you just tack on another sweet? It doesn't make your list complete. No,
Cheerios are just they're just so good, bro. I will eat Cheerios.
That's a solid 7.
I disagree. Like anybody who says Cheerios is like the middle of the pack, like it's the average cereal.
No, it's
not.
It's an above average cereal. I agree. I love Cheerios, but you can't just say I got 4
it's an
sweet
A-tier.
Candy cereals and then just throw
Cheerios
on some random one that doesn't even
Cheerios are an A tier.
They're a great cereal. I'm not saying that they're not, but it doesn't make sense on your list.
It makes sense in my brain. That's all that matters. I got the credentials.
I guess you
my
do.
My taste buds are going off. All right. Let's move into my random topic.
All right. All right.
Nikocavo Avocado. I'm assuming you saw his transformation.
I did.
Is it real or fake?
As far as I've seen, I gotta say it's real.
He did the apple dance.
He did the apple dance.
But then he posted a video like today saying it was fake. Or something. I'm not kidding. Find it. Look it up.
All right.
He's like, he posted on Twitter. I think it's real still. But he was saying it was fake. The one thing people were like saying is like he had this like old Doritos bag or something or old Takis bag. And people were like saying something about that. Like listen to this. I can't find the video of him saying it's fake.
Did he do it? I've got articles from Yahoo News.
He had to. He did the apple dance. There's no way he faked it.
Imagine it's just like he's got a long-lost twin that he finally got back. Dude, they don't even look alike. Like, he actually has a defined jawline now. The dude didn't have a neck a year ago.
But, like, look at their nose. Obviously, his nose before is a lot, like... I don't know. Is it the same person? What if it wasn't even the same person?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it looks like him.
The moles.
They think it's a fake AI video.
On his right cheek, there's 3 moles. And it's the same on the other picture of him.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to discredit it unless something crazy
comes
out. But
did he really
out.
Fake those 2 years of videos?
I mean, that'd be nuts.
It's insane. I mean...
Yeah, he had to be filming so much every single day to make that much content.
And he eats so much. Like, how do you do that for that long? I don't know if you can. I think, but he did take like 7 months of nothing.
It was Ozempic.
I don't care how he did it. That's impressive.
It had to be Ozempic.
250 pounds is impressive. It's insane.
Well.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know what to say. I mean, unless there's full evidence that it's proved that it's false.
I believe it because of the apple dance. There was the people talking about the bird and the other thing.
Cooper's favorite dance of all time.
I think the apples brought it back to the cool. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Cooper Matthews.
Shout out Cooper Matthews.
Westmont football.
Hey.
Football.
Football. Westmont football. Maybe.
Maybe podcast?
Maybe podcast guest?
Nolan.
Nolan. You'll get on eventually.
Maybe Thursday.
We'll see.
We will see. Moving on to our last topic.
If hear this and you tell us about it, you'll 100% get on Thursday. All right.
Last topic, NFL.
NFL.
Bills, Dolphins.
All right, NFL time. I just wanted to push the button really bad. Bills versus Dolphins. Tua's cooked.
He's gone. Rip Tua.
Retire right now.
Just retire. Take the money and leave. I feel so...
I say that, but at the same time, I don't think he should.
I think he should. Dude, look where Antonio Brown is right now.
Dude, Antonio Brown is successful.
He is also... mentally deranged. I just want Tua to be have a healthy brain and be able to like be a father to his children.
No, that is, I agree with you on that. Dude, that's
I mean, he has enough money to comfortably live with all these
put brains. The Guardian cap on.
That's fair. That's put very
the
Guardian, fair.
Like, he should have had it on in the first place because of those two concussions he had mm-hmm. 2 years ago. Just put it on at this point. Like, if you're a quarterback and you have a history of concussions,
any player, if any position, if you have
a history of a concussion, put the Guardian cap on.
They legalized it for you guys, and they don't utilize it.
Like, at first, I was like, this is not good, like, for football. I think it is good for football. But, yeah. Cook had a crazy game. He had three total touchdowns. He went off. And Devon Achane, oh my gosh. He went off as well. He had 22 carries for 96 yards, 7 receptions for 69 yards. Nice. And a touchdown. Pretty good game.
Yep. Skylar Thompson, on the other hand. I love Skylar Thompson. I love what he did for K-State football. I just wish that man would do a little bit better in the big leagues.
Yeah. I mean,
a 73.5 QBR, 80 yards, 57% completion percentage. No touchdowns, no interceptions. I guess he was kind of flung into that game. I'll give him that.
It's bad. I mean, if you look 2 years ago when Tua got his concussions back then, when
one Skylar touchdown, Thompson three interceptions, had to go in,
it was not good.
It wasn't good, but I just...
And Tua played a bad game, too. He had 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
One was a pick six. I mean...
I mean, they just kind of flung him in there. But if this is going to be an issue... Like it looks like it's going to be with just Tua and these concussions, especially if Tua continues to try to keep playing instead of retiring. Because obviously if he retires, then that they have to completely change course. But if he stays, you have to find a backup. If this guy's going to be such a liability with these concussions, you have to find a reasonable backup.
Yeah. I mean, love Tua. He's my backup quarterback right now for fantasy. I hope I never have to put him in. But it sucks, really. But, yeah. All right.
Preview.
Let's preview some games. Colts, Packers. How do you feel about that one?
I will talk to Mr. Mott on Monday. But I don't know. I mean, on one hand, you've got a Colts team that just has not looked the greatest, and you have a Packers team that doesn't have their franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Surprisingly, the Colts are favored to win by 3.
I wouldn't be surprised. Is it in Indianapolis? Or
it's
is
at
it,
Green Bay. It's at Lambeau.
Packers are going to win that.
I think the Packers will win. Jordan Love's out, though.
For, what is it, 6 weeks, maybe?
About, I think.
Probably,
what
yeah.
did he... Oh, he tore... He sprained his MCL or something like that.
So it's a partial tear.
Yeah. It'll be out for a little while. But I think the Packers can hold it up and still get in the playoffs and make a run. But Colts, Anthony Richardson didn't look terrible.
Mr. Mott would probably say otherwise.
I mean, he obviously, he didn't throw that many balls. But he threw 9 ball. He had 9 receptions. 9 of his balls were caught. He had 212 yards passing, 2 touchdowns and interception. It's not great because a lot of those yards were just big plays. But, I mean, he has an arm. I mean, he's like 50%. He was like 50%. But CJ Stroud, also really good when he played him. But, yeah, I think.
It'll be a good game. It'll be a good game. Jets-Titans. We did not see the Aaron Rodgers that we wanted to see on. Was that a?
I mean, they're playing the Niners.
Yes, but we did not really get to see the full Aaron Rodgers that I think, even though they were playing a good defense, I think we are expecting a little bit more out of Aaron Rodgers than what we received, which I think he owned that, and I think he's going to come out with a little bit of vengeance against a pretty good Titans team. I wouldn't say a very good Titans team, but
yeah, I think
a solid Titans team.
The Titans have some key pieces to be able to win, but I don't know if they'll be able to pull it off very well this season. But but Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's got to step it up a little bit. I know he's old and he's not as good as he was, but he's not that far removed from back-to-back MVPs. But I think he can do it. I think he can beat the Titans. There's no reason to say he couldn't. Breece Hall's good. Alan Lazard's good. The Jets have a good defense. Holy.
I think that we'll move into Niners-Vikings here. This should be a good game.
Yeah, I mean, CMC's out.
That definitely adds something.
They placed him on IR.
Mm-hmm. Four games.
So he's out for at least four games. Could be longer.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. I picked up their backup running back, their second running back on fantasy. He scored like 30 points last week or something like that, something crazy. I'm hoping he pops off again. I'm starting him too. Jordan Mason. Dude. He went off.
I mean, the Niners still have weapons. I mean, they lose CMC. Iuke, they have Ayuk, Kittle,
Samuel, Debo. And then, yeah.
Their backup running back.
And Jordan Mason, who played a good game.
And their defense.
Vikings, Sam Darnold balled out last week. He did. I mean, that's a terrible thing to say. Sam Darnold had a good game.
I don't think we've ever
those words
heard
have
that.
Never come out of anybody's mouth. But he did. It's a fact. Sam Darnold balled out last week.
He had to escape the New York hell.
It was against the Giants. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but we're acting like the Giants.
They're not very good. The Giants aren't very good. But he threw 19 for 24, 208 yards, two touchdowns, an interception. I mean, he's throwing to Justin Jefferson. Let's be real. The Vikings are in this game, I think. But not for very long. I think the Niners come out and win. What's your score prediction?
So if they don't kick, I don't see the Niners kicking a single field goal.
I say
35-17 Niners.
Niners 34, Vikings 24.
I say they're both having, dude, I will tell you, on the podcast last week, I was off by a point because they didn't kick the extra point in OT. The Rams. I mean,
they can't.
Well,
once
yeah.
Once you score a touchdown, you can't.
Yeah, I understand that. But I literally would have been right, and Levi would have had to donate to charity.
What charity would you have made me donate to?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about it. It would probably be like an animal.
Yeah.
Like not the ASPCA, because their ads are just guilt-tripping.
PETA? No, just kidding. Dude, is Drake May going to do it against the Seahawks? Can he pull out another... Jacoby Brissett. Can he pull out another W?
Who are they playing?
They play the Seahawks.
No.
Yeah. I mean, they beat the Bengals.
The Bengals are terrible. The Chiefs will literally just pull their pants down and just poop all over them.
Yeah, that's. I hope so. They won't shut up.
I would.
But.
I would have you donate to the Humane Society.
Would you?
Yeah.
That's a good society.
W Humane Society.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Patriots, they can do it. They're not gonna do it. The Seahawks are gonna. The Seahawks are gonna kill them. But Ramondre Stevenson, he had a crazy game against the Bengals. But Bengals defense isn't very good, honestly.
Not good.
But they are talking it up. Their cornerbacks against we're playing the Chiefs. Bengals playing Chiefs. They made the mistake of talking again. Every time they talk, they say something, they lose.
What did they say this time?
About Worthy, and they're like, and which is fair, Worthy did only have, like, he only had three catches, or three, like, anything, but. They poked the bear. The bear attacks if you poke the bear. Come on now. Don't be idiots. This is not the first time this has happened.
Yeah, we got the white polar bear and Harrison Butker.
Dude, the Chiefs feed off people poking them. They feed on that stuff.
The Raiders with the Kermit the Frog.
When we play the Raiders, it's over. Land it, roar. Matthew Phillips. Come on now. Name dropping Raiders fans. You're cooked.
See Matthew,
poverty franchises.
Matthew has a valid reason.
What's that?
We lived out in Cali for a little bit, so like regional.
I guess. It's not what I thought you were going to say.
Landon, on the other hand.
Yeah, he's a Royals fan and a Raiders fan.
How does that work?
That doesn't make sense. He's a big Royals guy, though. Yeah. I think the...
Like, the Oakland Raiders... In the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Like, how are you... We're calling you out, Landon. I don't care.
Come on now.
Let's be real. How does that work?
Yeah.
That's an irrational...
Well, we already talked about the Chiefs game a little bit. I think the Chiefs will go in there. I think the Bengals will come in here, and they probably will stink it up. I think there's a couple more games we can go into. Let's just go with Pittsburgh, Denver, and then we'll finish off with we'll go with Chicago, Houston, and we'll finish off with the Monday night game. Pittsburgh, Denver.
Do we still not have Russell Wilson?
No, Russell's not starting.
Okay. Pittsburgh, Denver.
Justin Fields is starting. I kind of wanted them to start Russell Wilson against the Broncos because of what.
Yeah.
Sean McVay.
Sean Payton.
Same freaking guy. I don't care. Because of like what he said, and like he's just kind of like they didn't work together at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. I see it just I don't know. Denver.
Bo Nix is going to get sacked like 10 times.
He's got the Trinity. He's got the Trinity O-line.
No comment. I'm not talking about that.
We could go for a whole hour.
I could go for 5 hours.
Chicago,
Houston?
Texans easily.
If Caleb Williams can pull this game off, which he won't, in my opinion, and I want Houston to win, but if the Bears can pull this game off, they're officially out of the pit. The pit of poverty.
Yeah, if they win this game, I'll maybe put some respect on Caleb Williams' name.
Yeah, me too. I have a little bit of respect. He played terrible.
We've been disrespecting him
since day one. Since draft night.
Before draft night.
Yeah. Shout out Eli. He was definitely disrespected.
Shout out Eli.
Atlanta, Philadelphia. I want Atlanta to win this game.
Yeah.
I want Kirk.
Bro, I want to see
Kirk to come out and kill the Philadelphia Eagles.
I would love to see a little Michael Penix action.
I want to see some Kyle Pitts. Some Kyle Pitts action.
Maybe.
Kyle Pitts is going to score two touchdowns.
They spent way too much. Way too much for a mediocre quarterback.
Who? The Eagles? I agree. Eagles. Dude, Jalen Hurts is trash.
Yeah, no. He's fallen off. But Kirk Cousins, bro, they have not gotten the performances they need for that 200 and some million.
It was one game.
I don't care, bro. How do you come out there and just be average?
He's playing the Steelers defense.
They're not that great.
The Steelers defense isn't that great?
No.
You're wrong.
TJ Watt and who?
TJ Watt and who? I could go on, but we gotta speed up. I think Kirk Cousins, that first half, he played a great first half, though. For the most part, they're moving the ball, and obviously Bijan got a ton of carries, but that first half. I think the Falcons could come away with this game, and I want them to.
One word. No.
Dude, they have the weapons to win.
Yeah, but they don't have the execution, bro. We had the weapons last night, and we didn't execute.
Who's we? I'm not talking about this. Never mind. I just want the Falcons to win.
Okay.
I don't.
Guys, here we go. We're going to spin it out here. Thursday night, we will be set up with a table at the Trinity Volleyball Games, the free cheeseburger night. Come grab a cheeseburger, have a chat with us. We'll have an open mic. Hop in, talk some sports, talk some volleyball. We'll be there. Show up, hop on the pod.
Nolan, hop on for a little while.
We'll get volleyball players on.
Yeah, if they can.
Yep.
We'll see. I think
interviews, free mic. Just if you show up and you want to be on, be on. We'll be rating the cheeseburgers.
We'll be on. We'll be out there for a while too. It might be a long pod. We might have to cut some stuff out of that pod, but
we'll clip. We'll do some clips.
Yeah.
But yeah. Be there. Show up. We'll be there. Boom, boom, boom. I did it for love. See you guys next week on Thursday.
Thank y'all.